Let's talk to one of the members of the Patriots here on Patriots Monday. Joining us on the line is Patriots Pro Bowl safety Brandon Merriweather. Brandon, how are you?
I'm all right. How are y'all?
Doing pretty well. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. You too. Hey, I kind of like the way that sounds, Patriots Pro Bowl safety. I kind of like that. That sounds pretty good to me.
Now, when did you find out that you were a Pro Bowler, and what was your reaction when you got the news?
I actually found out about 5 o'clock Tuesday after Mayo had called me, and he was telling me. I actually thought he was playing, and he was like, "Well, did Bill call you?" And I was like, "No." Then I checked my phone and realized I did miss a phone call from Bill.
Oops.
Oops.
Don't want to miss that call, right?
I know. But I called him back and he told me, and I was happy. You know, I can't tell you how happy I was, you know, but I was very, very happy.
You know what? Don't you love when people are honest with you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I was shocked when you were named to the Pro Bowl, because we sat here earlier in the season. And you told me that, you know, you weren't playing in the beginning of the year because you were doing your own thing. I didn't think you had a chance to make the Pro Bowl. So what changes did you make from that point from earlier in the season? And did you would you say those changes were dramatic?
No, that wasn't dramatic. You know, I just got back to doing what I was doing last year, you know, and listening to my coaches. You know, the changes wasn't dramatic, no. And I agree, you know. I would have been shocked too, but you know what I mean? I think it's enough people, you know what I mean, that think highly of me for me not to be though. You know, I'm not just the people around here, but, you know, around the league. I think that says a lot, you know, for me to be named to the Pro Bowl.
Well, you mentioned that you thought Gerard was playing you. It sounds as though you were maybe surprised as well.
Nah, because he was the one who called me. You know, like I'm sure if I called, you know, Tom and told Tom that he made it and Bill ain't called him, you know what I mean, he'll think I was playing too.
Tell me why this defense... Brandon, tell me why this defense has been so much better the second half of the season than the first half. What are you guys doing differently that's made such a change?
We believe in the system. You know, everybody is doing exactly what their coach. And our coach has been doing a great job with the game plan. You know, they've been putting us in great spots to make plays. And, you know, I think the defense as a whole is watching a lot more film, doing a lot more studying.
What do you study now? That's an interesting point. What do you study now that, say, you didn't study last year? What are you focused on?
A lot more situational stuff. You know, not to get into too much detail, but just a lot more situational stuff. You know, a lot of stuff where, you know, we pretty much know what's going on at every point of the game.
Do you go into a season with goals? Do you set goals for yourself or your team, and did you meet or exceed those goals yet?
No, I don't. I don't set goals. You know, my goal is always, you know, take it one game at a time. That's my goal, not to look ahead. And I think that's the hardest goal it is, you know, not to look ahead, not to look past a team. You know, always try to take it one game at a time.
So how are you going to spend the bye week? I mean, the Patriots, you got some guys around here who have experience with bye weeks. You have an experience with the bye week. I think it was your rookie year. You guys went 16-0. How do you spend that time?
You know, just trying to get better. You know, this is the time where you focus even harder now. You got to take your game up a notch, and you just try to focus on the little things and let your body heal.
You guys are famous around here for being us against them. I always used to joke with Rodney that he would make stuff up. You know, nobody thought we could do this. They were 16-0. Nobody thought we could do this or we could do anything. All that stuff. Do you think this defense is still not getting the respect that it deserves right now?
We will never get the respect we deserve. And that's just the truth. You know it. I know it. We could have the best defense in NFL history, and we would never get the respect we deserve.
Sure you would. Come on. The best defense in NFL. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you if you have the best defense in history?
Because this team is still offensive friendly. It is. The team is always about the offense, and that's a good thing for us, a great thing for us, actually, you know, because we don't have any pressure.
Well, believe me. If you throw some, if you pitch some shutouts there in the postseason, you'll get your props, and maybe your Pro Bowl is not the last award on your mantle if you pitch some shutouts in the playoffs.
Well, you know, we really are trying to take it one game at a time. That right there, we'll talk about that if we get there.
Will you watch football next weekend?
Yes. Oh, yes, that's a must.
Are you rooting for somebody?
No, I'm really not.
Nobody you'd really like to see come in here next? You know it's down to three teams who could come here in 2 weeks. There's nobody on your list of somebody you'd like to see?
No.
Doesn't matter.
No, I don't.
All right, Brandon, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on the Pro Bowl berth, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
You take care.
Okay, Brandon, see you.
That is Pro Bowl safety Brandon Merriweather joining us. Because I'm with you. I was as surprised as you were. I got to admit, I was surprised McCourty made it as well, just because rookies don't make it.
No, I wasn't surprised McCourty made it.
I thought he deserved to be there. I just didn't think he would.
I thought Merriweather had no chance of making it, partly because of that interview we did early in the season, and then some of the things that happened to him this year. You know, maybe he's had more high-profile negative plays and positive plays.